Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And it's exactly 8 o'clock and we've just passed the first hour and we're diving into the second hour. And yeah, like the first hour they're also listening to the Zondezek. They are an incredible couple. There's a lot that I get from them and just listening to them, engaging with them, the conversations that I tend to have with them offline as well. It's just incredible. But yep, you know what it is that time for our finance corner. We're going to be dealing with everything finance and I am excited and looking forward to hearing what Ntombi will be sharing with us today. She has a bit of something and this is catered for the young people. If you're in varsity, going to varsity, actually in high school as well, you know, we can actually start them young from primary. And yeah, so actually on another note, my little brother asked me to actually buy him an iPhone, and this was me, right? I was like, if by the end of the year you can save 600 rands, definitely I will buy you an iPhone. And this was last year, right? He didn't save. Whenever he got money, whenever money was in his card, all he did was just waste money. So I think this is a very important thing and something to teach your youngies. They need to learn from a young age and I hope it helps. All the best and Ntombi's coming up.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Good evening and welcome to Unlocking Finance with Your Financial Friend. My name is Ntombi Vala Masuku and I will be walking you through all things finance to ensure that you, as a child of God, are financially fit, financially well, and financially free. So tonight on this amazing Saturday evening, we will be diving into the world of investments, specifically short-term versus long-term. I understand that investing can seem intimidating at times, but it is important to understand the basics, which will empower you to make smarter decisions with your money. So I hope that by the end of the show, you will know which type of investment will best suit you, right? And I'll be sharing real life examples of success and how you can start building wealth today. All right. So I would like to hear from you. What is your investment strategy? Are you more focused on short-term gains or are you playing the long game? Please do let me know on the social media platforms at Radio Pulpit. Alternatively, you can find me on Instagram at Your Financial Friend or on LinkedIn as Ntombi Vala Masuku. Let me know, hashtag Unlocking Wealth. What is your investment strategy? Are you focused on short-term gains or are you playing the long game? I would like to hear from you. Please do let me know on socials. So now let's start with the basics. What are short and long-term investments? So short-term and long-term investments are designed to generate returns quickly, typically in less than 5 years. This would be ideal if maybe you're saving for a vacation or an investment fund, or an emergency fund, or a down payment on a car. So examples would be things like savings accounts, your fixed deposit, and your treasury bills. On the other hand, long-term investments are more about building wealth over 5 years or more. These are suited for bigger goals, such as buying a house, funding a child's education, or preparing for retirement. You can be thinking stocks, real estate, and retirement funds. For example, we're speaking here about Tato again. He is saving up for a car in 2 days. So he decides to put his money in a fixed deposit account where it will earn steady interest without major risks. On the other hand, we have Miriam. She is thinking long term. So she wants to retire comfortably. So she decides to invest in stocks and bonds, knowing that despite short-term market fluctuations, she'll likely see some great returns in 20 years or more. So after hearing that, which investment would you say is the best for you? Well, like I say, finance is very unique to each individual. It all depends on your goals and your risk tolerance levels or your risk appetite. And that is what we are going to be unpacking now. So, short-term investments, when is the best time and why would you consider short-term investments? Well, short-term investments are perfect for stability and quick access to cash. So here are some solid options that you can look at. For instance, your high yield savings accounts. These ones are more safe and flexible and ideal for emergency funds. You can look at your fixed deposits. They're also called CDs. You lock in your money for a few months or years for a guaranteed return. You can also look at your money market funds. These ones are slightly higher returns than savings accounts with minimal risk. You can also consider treasury bills, which are also known as T-bills. These ones are government backed. They are low risk investments that mature in a year or less. So for example, if you want to take a dream vacation in 18 months, instead of keeping the money under your mattress, I don't know if people still do that, but yeah, if you're still doing that, you decide you want to put this money in a fixed deposit, earning a certain amount of interest. By the time your trip arrives, your savings would have grown without you doing anything extra. So this is an example that you can consider should you want to see growth in your money and you have goals that you would like to achieve in the next year or two or in the next 5 years or 10 years, whatever the case may be. So what are the advantages to short-term investments? The nice thing about it is that you can have access, quick access to the cash. The risk is lower, and it's also ideal if you have like short-term goals, like we said, going on a vacation, right? The disadvantages rather is that the returns might actually be lower than the long-term investments, and it actually might not outpace inflation. So I pose a question here. Have you ever used a short-term investment for a big purchase? What was your experience? Do let me know in the social platforms. Now, long-term investments. When is it good to consider or to start long-term investments? And why would you want to consider it? Now, let us talk about it, the real wealth builder. Well, these are the top or common choices, which is stocks. So with stocks, it's like investing in company shares, which can lead to massive growth over time. So for instance, it's like you're investing in the Apple company, right? Apple or Amazon or Standard Bank, just to name a few. So for instance, with the Apple stock, it was $22 in 2002. And today it's worth over $170, right? And then we have bonds. Bonds are like lower risk than stocks. They are great for stability. And then we're looking at your real estate. So this is buying property for rental income or appreciation. And then we can also look at your retirement fund. So that is your pension, your 401k, your retirement annuities, and your ETFs. This is essential for financial security later in life once you have retired. So now let's talk about Tato again. In this case, he decides to invest about 500 rand a month into an index fund at the age of 25. By 60, with compound interest, his investment is worth over 2 million rand. Now imagine if he had waited until 40 to start, he would have less than half that amount. Now I'm not saying that what Tato has received is what you're guaranteed to have. Of course, circumstances change, this market, fluctuations that do take place. But what I can always recommend is that always start today, always start now. The earlier, the better in terms of the returns that you can get, right? What are the advantages of long-term investments? is that you can see higher returns over time, right? And it is great for big goals like home ownership and your retirement. And also, you also get to benefit from compound interest. What are the disadvantages? If you are not a patient person, it's either you need to get some patience somewhere or it's not for you. This long-term game or this long game requires a lot of patience. If you're a person that's going to want to withdraw money, this is definitely not your baby, right? As well as market fluctuations, we can really, really be nerve-wracking. So I'm posing another question. If you could invest in anything for the next 10 years, what would it be? Would it be stocks? Would you consider property? Would you consider something else? Please do let me know on your social platforms. What do you think, or what would it be that you are going to be choosing for yourself? Right. So how to balance short and long-term investments? So the smartest investors don't just choose one. They balance both short and long-term investments. So there's a saying that says, do not put all your eggs in one basket. This could be a great example of that. Always look for different ways of how you can diversify your portfolio. So firstly, you can start with an emergency fund. So you can keep a savings account, which can cover you between 3 to 6 months, right? You can decide to split your savings, put some money in short-term accounts for immediate needs, and invest the rest for the future growth. And thirdly, very important, diversify. So mix around, play around, see where you can invest and just observe, right? So you can mix stocks, you can mix bonds and real estate to manage the risk and maximize returns. You can also try to see which ones are performing great, which ones are not performing well, find out why they're not performing well. Is there a way for you to transfer, to move and add more to one specific portfolio? Do your research, find out, monitor it yourself, right? So let's say, for example, you have 50,000 Rand. So instead of putting it in a savings account, you could decide, maybe this is just an example, right? You can take 10,000 and put it in a savings account for emergencies. You can take maybe 20,000 and put it in a stock index fund, maybe for your long-term growth. Or you can also consider taking the other 20,000 and putting it in a government bond for stable returns. This is just an example. You do not have to take that route. It all goes based on your preference and what you're willing to tolerate. And if you may be not sure how to go about it, do consult with a financial advisor or a financial professional that will be able to guide you through the process to ensure that you make the best decision. So here are some quick tips, or rather a recap, that you can go through when it pertains to your short-term and your long-term investments. So start small. Like I say on every show, start small, start now. Even if you start with 100 Rand a month, go for it, but actually get started. Understand that this money will grow or might grow over time, right? That's the whole point of why you are doing this, is to see some growth over time, right? Be consistent. Ensure that you invest regularly. Doesn't matter what amount it is. And also do your research. Understand the patterns. Understand the behaviors of your money. Ask questions if you don't understand something until it actually makes sense to you. So before we wrap it up, let us do a quick recap. So short-term investments are great for liquidity and safety. So if you're the conservative type or the moderately conservative type of investor that prioritizes safety, you should consider looking at short-term investments. And then your long-term investments, they help you grow wealth over time. So for those who want to play the long game, consider looking at your long-term types of investments, right? And if you want to maybe create a strategy, you can try and diversify and balance between the two, depending on your preference. So if you take one thing from today, let it be this. Start now. Start now. Whether it is short or long term, your future self will definitely thank you for the decision that you're making today. So please do let me know on socials what your strategies are, what your questions and concerns that you may have, and let us make sure that we build a financially literate and financially prosperous South Africa to ensure that we are knowledgeable in terms of finance. Please do let me know in the chat and let's engage, right? Awesome. So that is it from me. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on Unlocking Wealth with Your Financial Friend. Again, my name is Ntombivala Masuku, and have yourselves an amazing night. Stay well, stay financially fit, and stay financially free. Good night.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.